After months and months, we're back. That's right, it's the Misplaced Bostonians. Good day, good day, good day. We're back. The Misplaced Bostonians is back after months and months. I'm very sorry for that. I'm your host, Marsh, and we're back. Yes, we went on vacation, got a little busy, and we sort of, shall I say, we didn't get our priorities right. We didn't get the show out to you. I'm sorry. Our listeners out there have been downloading constantly. I've been watching you, but I just haven't got around to doing a show. I'm very sorry. But now, the socks are out. The season's over. The Cardinals have won. We're on to the postseason. Let's get down to it. Right, so just because I thought I'd tell you. I was in Boston, of course. I went to 4 Red Sox games. It was unbelievable. I've been to one Red Sox game before. That was in 2005 with the year after we won. That was unbelievable, that game. That was a rainout, so we only saw about 4 innings then. But this one, we spent 4 days there. Went to a game every night. It's my brother and I. We just had a great time. It was the 3 games of the Los Angeles Angels, the 3 games of that series, which was the last couple of days in August, in sorry, July, beg pardon. And then we saw the first Indian series game, which is on the 1st of August. And it was absolutely unbelievable. Atmosphere was great. We won 2, we lost 2. Big Poppy had a grand slam, walk-off home run. You know how it is. He does his thing. It was absolutely incredible. We had such a great time out there, and I recommend to any of you guys that are in the UK and haven't been to see it, or in the US for that matter, or anywhere around the world, to try and get yourself to a Sox game at some point, because it's just the atmosphere is unbelievable. And I've only been to one other MLB game. That was the went to the Blue Jays up in Toronto, and the atmosphere of the Sox fans. And I'm just so glad I've been able to experience that with the nation. That was such a good time, and I recommend it to you guys. Right, well, while we're still talking about the park and Fenway, Fenway as we love it, has been a bit opening since the changes. You guys all know about the changes to the seating and stuff. Added a bunch more seats in so they can fit a few more people in. Now, they've been talking the last few days, I read up on this, they're talking of putting the ticket prices up a little bit. But fortunately, we'll be able to keep our 12 buck bleacher seat tickets at the same price. They'll still be 12 bucks. But the areas and the seats that will be changing prices are the dugout seats, the EMC Club, State Street Pavilion, and Field Box seats. So those are the only things that are going to sort of probably go up in price. I don't know how much, I don't know when, but that's going to happen at some point. But I guess they're trying to rinse a little bit more money out of us. But there will, however, be 30,155 tickets per game that will be priced the same as last season, which is good to know. So that's I'd say that's pretty reasonable pricing. It's not the cheapest seats in baseball, as I'm sure you're aware, but it's I'm quite happy to pay 12 bucks a game, especially as I don't get to go over there very often. I'm very happy to fork out every now and again. But don't forget, we got 307 consecutive sellouts, the second longest streak in MLB history. You guys all know that. I'm very pleased with that. You know, I'd like to make it the number one longest streak. So if you guys can sort of be with me here, just go buy tickets, and I don't care what you do with them. Just, you know, I'd go to the games, but buy tickets for you and your friends. You know, just go spend all you get. Go get your paycheck, come home from work, get your paycheck, and then just blow it on games. Okay, well, you're not blowing it. You're going to the Red Sox game. Just give it out to people you see on the street. Say, here's a ticket, and get those ticket prices, the sellouts up. So hopefully we can beat the number one MLB club in history of sellouts. The Misplaced Bostonians is now on MySpace. Can you believe it? Log on to myspace.com/TMB podcast. Right, guys, I just thought I'd give a plug for my friends over at Sockspace. They do such a great job. I'm sure you're well aware about MySpace. There's 130 million people on that now. So I'm sure you're on there now. Sockspace is a great place to meet Red Sox fans, to talk about Red Sox and everything like that. They do, again, when there's news about the Sox, postseason, preseason, during the season, all the time. A great bunch of guys, a couple guys that run it, and they do a great job, and I just recommend, if you're on MySpace, go and add them. Talking of MySpace, we've recently started up on MySpace. While we've been away, we've been doing a little bit of rebranding and doing what we can to bring the show up a notch, and Well, our MySpace link is myspace.com. On there, we'll leave a blog, and we'd love to talk to you guys. So if you want to go over there, it's myspace.com/TMBpodcast. You can go have a chat with me, and we can talk Red Sox, and you can talk with all the other fans as well. The more people we get on there, the more people there'll be to discuss Red Sox news and gossip, and various things have happened in the Red Sox management, and when shows are coming out, and it's a great way to talk to other Red Sox fans. So I'd love to see you guys on there as well. Don't forget, if you want to email us about the show or to improve the show, give us hints, tips, or if you just want to give us a topic to talk about that you think we've missed out or think it'd be good to talk about, then I'd love to have your emails. Of course, you know the email address. It's tmbpodcast@gmail.com. Anytime you feel like emailing that, give it a go. I'll read your email out if I can read, as we've proved in a few shows. If I can read your email, I'll read it out. And right, let's move on to what's been happening in the Red Sox management, the moves and trades of various things been going on. Oh, just before I get onto that, don't forget spring training tickets are now on sale, so get yourself down to Florida, go support the guys. I'd love to go down there if I could, but of course I can't, so you guys have to make it up for me. All you guys in the Florida area, go down, see the Sox while you can. They're closer to you than they are normally. Move on to the Red Sox trades and what's been going on there. As you all know, the Red Sox have been looking at a couple of Japanese pitchers recently. I'm sure you've heard about the $51.1 million wonder, as I like to call him. Now, before I start saying the names, I apologise. Today's no different. This is the first time I've said these guys' names, so give me a chance to spit it out. But, of course, you know the Sox have been paid $51.1 million to negotiate with Daisuke Matsuzaka. Yes, I said it all wrong, I know. As far as I'm concerned, he's got great stats. You all know his stats. You all know how good he is. And I think we'd love to see him at the in the Sox dugout, and I'm sure it'd be a great asset to the bullpen. But the only thing that worries me is the amount of money we're willing to pay for this. I mean, we are desperate, but I mean, that's a lot of money. Because the first thing I came when heard about this was, we sound like the Yankees. Now, I know we've got a lot of money, we've got to get these pitchers, and I agree with that, but $51.1 million to talk to this guy? That's a lot of money. As soon as I heard that, I just thought, we sound like the Yankees. Just throwing money at stuff, and, hope we can get it. So, I don't know what to say. Let's just hope we don't throw too much money at him, and we save some for, other players that, we also need. But, it'd be good to see what happens with that. There's still a little while left before the end of the 30-day limit in negotiations. So that's still coming through. But we'll see how that one works out. Another Japanese player that we've been looking at, we've now signed, the other day, a 30-year-old left-handed reliever. Yes, thank you for my pronunciation. He signed a 2-year deal with the club, and with a club option for 2009. That's all for $2.5 million. He looks good. He's got good stats. I can read them out for you briefly. He's got a 34-for-32 record with a 3.36 ERA and 41 saves in 439 games with the Yomiuri Giants. That's from 90. His last season, the team he pitched with, he was going 2-for-2 with a 2.14 ERA and 4 saves in 55 games. The first thing he said to the cameras in his press conference was, hello, my name is Hideki Okajima, out of the now Red Sox reliever. He wears the number 40 jersey for the Sox in the press conference. Also, I'd like to say, if you look at some pictures from the press conference where he's holding up that jersey, he does look as if he has no idea where he is and if he shouldn't be there. If you look at his face, it's sheer amazement. I don't know whether that's sheerly bad reading of facial structure on my part, because obviously I'm no face analyst, but I'm wondering whether he's being overwhelmed by the publicity. It could be that, or it could just be me being stupid, I don't know, but to me he looked like he was having fun, but he had no idea where he was. But I'm sure that's all likely to change, as he's going to get a lot of publicity in the next coming weeks. Now, the other piece of information I had was, I believe it's about the left-hand pitcher, Okajama. Is that he's never pitched an MLB game before. He's been playing since he's 18. And there's rumours around Matsuzuka that he has a pitch called a gyro ball, which spins kind of like a football when it's pitched. But yeah, I don't know if that's I don't know if that's a rumor or not. Yeah, that's well, sorry, that is a rumor, but I don't know whether it's true or not. I guess we'll have to wait and see what he can offer. Now, I think Boston showing a little bit of enthusiasm towards the deal with Matsuzuka, because they've gone ahead and bought another pitcher from Japan. So it's as if they do get this deal done, it's like they'll have the two Japanese pitchers. They're both pitching. They're both from Japan. They've got a bunch of stuff which they'll both be able to relate to get on. So they're not sort of like out there in the water with no other guys that know what they're Japan, their first season in MLB, and both being pitchers. You know, they know what they've got to deal with. So I'm wondering if that's a bit of a sign from the Red Sox, you know, to see what the fans think, and you know, hopefully this deal will go ahead, and you know, we'll wait and see what happens. But I think it's a good sign from the Red Sox management, and as far as I'm concerned, it looks, well, it's looking good at the moment. Right, just one other thing to add there. The winter meetings are in Orlando this week. They're going down. It's where it all goes down, isn't it? Where it all happens. We'll wait and see out of that after all the guys have met up and discuss things. But we won't know till afterwards. So we just have to wait and see. Right, moving over to the Mr. Baseball Stadium's fans. I've got to say a couple of shout outs to people. Happy 18th birthday to Jason in Florida, regular listener of the show. Jason, I hope you've had a great birthday, and I hope everything goes well for you and everything you do this year, and good luck with everything. Thank you for listening to the show. Keep it up, and happy 18th birthday. Another shout out I have is Hempstead. She's listened to the show a couple of times, and thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate that. Anytime you want to get in contact with us, tmbpodcast@gmail.com. is our email, and now our MySpace page, which is what we'll be using most of the time, is myspace.com/TMB podcast. Right, just something for you to look at if you've got a spare time between now and the next show. I was just browsing around on redsox.com. There's a little player comparison chart that I don't know if you guys have seen. I've just noticed it recently, a few days ago. You can look at the players. You can select up to five players on the Red Sox. You can compare Ortiz, Ramirez, Crisp, and Veritek, and you can see sort of how many at bats he did. Uke had 569, Ortiz 558, Ramirez 449, Crisp 413, and Tech had 365. It's got all the stats here, and it's sort of great just to see what they've got, sort of their averages and home runs hit and that sort of stuff. Uke has got a .279 average, Ramirez with a .321, Chris with a .264, and Tech with a .238. So, I mean, if you want to catch up with some stats of the guys, just have a look at that, redsox.com. It's on the main page. If not, just hit stats and you'll come up with the player comparison. If it's been there for a long time, I apologize. I only just found it. I'm having some fun with it. I recommend if you've got a spare time, just to go check it out. Have a look at that. Also, another stat. So, if you do want to have stats, sort of like not such email to you, but on the bulletin spot at MySpace, they're great guys to sign up to, because they bring me a whole bunch of my news, which I then go and research myself once I've seen it on there. It's very useful to have, and I recommend it to any of you guys that are on MySpace. We've never done this before, but while we've been away, I've been looking at sort of where the fans are of the show. So I thought I'd just take a little time out of the show to share this with you. We actually have fans all over the world. I didn't quite realise it stretched as far as this. We've got We've got the usual places which I'd hoped in the UK. We've got London, Birmingham, Ireland. We've also got Frankfurt, Czech Republic, Munich. We've got people all over the place. And of course, let's go over to the States. West Coast, we've got like Seattle, LA. We've got Texas, Kansas, a whole bunch of places. And of course, what I'm really glad to see is that people on the East Coast are listening. We've also got, before we get there, we've got Miami, Atlanta, Chicago, Washington, New York. People we had listening in Boston. We have a lot of listeners, predominantly most of our listeners from Boston. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate that. It might sound strange having a Brit at the other end, but I really appreciate that. Really shows me the nation is listening. Now, with the software that I use, I can actually see... Now, I hope this doesn't scare you too much, but I can actually see where your house is. I can get a map. It's similar to Google Earth, actually. If you guys, any of you guys have Google Earth, lives... And I can sort of zoom right down the house. Don't worry, I'm not going to do anything. I'm too far away to do anything. But I might, if you guys all add us on, add the Misplaced Bostonians on MySpace, myspace.com/TMB podcast. If you all add us on there, be our friends, then I might put some pictures on there of people's houses. And when you know it's your house, send us a message. Say, hey, it's my house, and we'll give you a shout. But I appreciate all the listeners are listening. We do have a lot, and I really do appreciate that. Keep in contact with us, guys. We love hearing it, and it gives me even more stuff to talk about, so thank you. Right, before I forget, I better do my couple other shout-outs, otherwise I'll have an earful on the other end. I've got to say happy birthday to Clusey in Peterborough. Sam Peterborough's 18th the other day. Happy 18th birthday. Hope you have a great one, a great year. Glad to hear you got a Sox jersey at last. sounds good. Excellent stuff. I'm also got to say, and keep it up, man. One last thing I'd like to talk about just briefly is Manny. Now, as we know, Manny always gets, he puts this on himself, doesn't he? He says, oh, I want to go. No, I don't want to go. And he always does. And I just like to make it clear, I want him to stay. I don't want to overpay him to stay. But I want to pay him maybe a little bit more than what we are.
Make sure he stays.
Just to make sure he stays. Because I think with Poppy and Manny, it makes a great sort of 1-2 team. And I think it's really important that we have him. I know he's not the greatest asset to the club and he can be really unreliable. But I think when he's on form, he's really good. And I think it would be worth keeping him. So I'd just like to see him stay as well. Of course, anything else you'd like me to talk about next show? Please email in anything I've missed this time. Email in. It's been great doing a show this week. I'm going to get a show out next weekend and try keep them a little bit regular. Keep the Red Sox spirit up in the off season because I know when it finished for me, it kind of died down a bit and I kind of didn't know what to do with myself anymore. So I'm going to keep the TMB, the UK's number one Red Sox podcast for UK fans, listened to by the nation. Until next week, guys, have a great week, stay safe, and I'll see you later. Thanks for listening.